It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. And on the show today, the soundtracks of our lives. Over the past 100 years, technology has had a profound impact on how we listen to music. From records and radio stations, to cassette tapes and CDs, to MP3 players and streaming. But now, with artificial intelligence, technology is shaping the music itself.
We're right on the cusp of a ChatGPT moment.
This is Pierre Barreau.
Where you can generate music and you can generate really good music that's really personalized to your taste.
Today, he is a pioneer in AI-generated music. But Pierre first started thinking about all this back in 2013 as a university student, studying computer science by day, playing music, and watching movies at night.
So at the time, I was in my third year of university. And I remember very vividly that I was often jamming on my piano, especially at midnight or odd hours of the morning. And then one day I sort of stumbled upon this science fiction film called Her.
Welcome to the world's first artificially intelligent operating system.
If you haven't seen Her, it's an indie science fiction sort of romance starring Joaquin Phoenix.
What do I call you? Do you have a name?
Who gets close to a super intelligent
Samantha.
AI.
Hey, where'd you get that name from?
I gave it to myself, actually.
Voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
I'll come.
Because I like the sound of it.
And there's this one scene that really jumped out at Pierre.
One day, they share this moment together, and Theodore, the main protagonist, asks Samantha, "What are you doing?"
"What are you doing?"
And Samantha replies,
"I'm just looking at the world and writing a new piano piece."
"Oh, yeah? Can I hear it?"
"Mm-hmm."
And she starts playing this very beautiful piece of piano. Been sort of thinking and writing this piece of music for this moment, since we cannot take a photograph together.
Well, I was thinking we don't really have any photographs of us.
And I thought that I would call it a musical photograph.
Captures us in this moment in our lives together.
For Pierre, as a musician and a computer science major,
I like her photograph.
This was his aha moment.
I heard this and I was immediately hooked. Unlike a lot of science fiction movie previously, it pictured a very positive view of what AI could be in the future. It could create these musical photographs that would inspire people, that would capture a shared moment. And so I just started thinking a little bit obsessively about what was the state of the art of AI and how I could achieve this dream of creating musical photographs.
And so, over the next 3 years, Pierre built an early AI-generated music composition tool and made it open to the public. He called it Ava. Ava was trained on scores, some 30,000 pieces of classical music. It learned to emulate all sorts of composer styles, moods, themes, and tempos of different musical eras. The goal was to generate music that perfectly fit whatever a person wanted to hear.
For Ava, this process has taken from years and years of learning, decades of learning as an artist, as a musician, and a composer, down to a couple of hours.
2 years after launching Ava in 2018, Pierre went on the TED stage to demonstrate what it could do.
For example, we were commissioned to create a piece that would be reminiscent of a science fiction soundtrack. And the piece that was created is called Among the Stars, and it was recorded with a CMG orchestra in Hollywood and the great conductor John Neal. And this is what they recorded, made by Ava. For me, this piece of music is the first embodiment of what it means to create personalized soundtracks for people. And so it's a very meaningful piece of music for me.
How did people first respond to the launch of Ava? What did people think?
So there was a lot of different responses. And as you can imagine, with something like this, there was both extremely positive and, of course, extremely negative for very obvious reasons.
Well, spell out those obvious reasons for us, because maybe someone listening is like, what? This sounds amazing.
Fair enough. Well, There's, of course, going to be concerns about how the technology is going to be used. Is it going to be used to replace humans, or is it going to be used to empower humans? From the very beginning, we've had to wrestle with these questions and explain to people that the value of this technology was not to replace creators and just have a computer create music going forward, but instead to create tools for people to be able to create music, to bring down the barriers at entry for creating music. This is like a new technology, just like before the synthesizer was invented or the digital audio workstation was invented. And this kind of technology has helped historically humans. And this is just the next iteration of that, just maybe a little bit more powerful.
There was one example that I read that really struck me that explained the shift that's happening. I read one hit maker, he compared AI to the introduction of drum machines in the 80s. That like suddenly anything could have a beat, right? And professional drummers needed to learn how to use the technology to stay relevant. Do you find that useful, that comparison?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comparison. And for those people who maybe are a bit more skeptical or scared, I think it's important to also notice that all music today is not necessarily just made with drum machines. There's still plenty of music that's made with live drummers. So I think that's a good showcase that technology expands the realm of possible, but it doesn't mean that everything that came before all of a sudden becomes obsolete.
Today, the tools to generate music with AI are much more advanced. For one thing, they're not trained on written scores anymore. The tools analyze songs themselves, looking for patterns, and then producing their own versions in a matter of minutes. For example, my producer James used another AI tool called Udio to make this ridiculous new TED Radio Hour theme song. It's a synth pop tune straight from the 80s. Or, with a few more mouse clicks, he can transform the song into a James Brown-esque jam. Well, first of all, which one did you like better, I have to ask you, Pierre? Were you more for the like synth Pet Shop Boys sound, or were you more sort of deep soul?
Deep soul. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It just has a radio vibe that is uncanny almost.
I mean, as amazing as those sound, kind of silly, there's a more serious issue here, and that's the debate over these AIs being trained on copyrighted music. You have made clear to people that Ava is not trained on copyrighted music. But in 2024, the Recording Industry Association of America sued a couple AI music companies for copyright infringement. I mean, the makers of ChatGPT trained it by scanning the entire internet under what they claim is fair use. Do you think training AI with music should be considered fair use?
Well, I think that, it's important to have like space for innovation. And it's also important at some point to recognize that, okay, maybe, you know, even if it's authorized or legal to do something, it doesn't mean that there's no grounds to sort of rethink how business models, incentive mechanisms are put in place to reward all the actors of an ecosystem. I think that AI companies like ours and others should have a right to train on data, but it doesn't mean that we're not willing to work with others, you know, to make sure that going forward, this technology works for everyone.
I mean, we're talking about entering an entirely new era of, I mean, I hate to use the word, but content creation. I guess some people worry about originality. If we are making things based on something that's already been made, where's the human strangeness in all of that?
I think that's a fair question. But perhaps what this question misses is the fact that AI, at least in my opinion, is not going to be used for use cases that say human-made music is going to be used for. So for example, I don't think that, you know, we're all going to listen to only AI music on Spotify going forward. I think that's not really the point. However, I think that there's new use cases for the type of tools that we and others are building. For example, one is music education. So we see a lot of people using AVA to understand how music is created.
Mm.
So music schools are using it to train students on how to create certain type of music that maybe they're not as comfortable creating.
Mm-hmm.
Another example is creating interactive music for interactive medias like video games. I think that's not something that's scalable with human-made music. So there's all these other use cases that are not currently explored or as optimized for human-created music that AI music is perfect for, and that is not going to necessarily compete against human music.
And that brings us back to the original idea you had, this idea of crafting a soundtrack to fit your day, not just by building a playlist, but by really scoring music to your life.
So I'm a huge listener of music. I listen to probably, 3 to 4 hours of music every day. I mean, especially as a programmer, I think lots of programmers tend to listen to music while they work.
Mm.
Helps magnify certain emotions or certain things that are happening throughout my life. And so there was an opportunity to really get to the next level of that and soundtrack everybody's life and everybody's personal moments with music and get people engaged with music in completely novel ways, essentially. If you personalize music to that extent, I think you can really get more people excited about creating music and essentially turn everyone into a creator.
That was Pierre Barreau. He is the CEO and co-founder of AVA. You can watch his full talk at TED.com.